I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China is banning foreign missionary activity in the country effective May 1st. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the legislation isn't surprising, but it is discouraging. On the other hand,
it doesn't slam the door closed. It just makes it a whole lot more difficult to keep open. It's just there's more steps in the process. There's more scrutiny in the process.
Rather than an overt push to remove foreigners, Rovenstein sees this as a quieter closing of doors resulting from anti-foreigner sentiment.
Restrictions are such that the result will be it's just too hard. There's no way to get past all of the things you'd have to go through.
Pray for missionaries facing new hurdles with this legislation and read more in the full story at our website. And spring is underway here in the United States, a new season of beginnings. David Kinneman with Barna Research Group recently presented the results of an extensive survey done for the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries says,
over the last couple of years, they have noticed that there's a growing turn toward the spiritual for answers. It's not so much about church going and the institutional side.
This spiritual spring creates gospel opportunities for believers.
The number one thing people are looking for is peace. We've been through a huge recession, confusing political turmoil. There was a pandemic.
Do you know how to share your hope story? Resources from Hutchcraft Ministries can help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.